Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple development projects, including Ken Betwa River Link project in Khajuraho. Says Ken Betwa Link project will open new doors of prosperity and happiness in Bundelkhand region. Union Minister Amit Shah dedicates over 10,000 newly established multi-purpose primary agricultural cooperative societies in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu to confer Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar tomorrow on 17 children from 14 states and UTs for exceptional achievements. In Kazakhstan, dozens of people killed after a passenger plane crashed in Aktau city. Christmas being celebrated across the globe to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. And in cricket, India to take on Australia in fourth test of Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone of the country's first ambitious and multipurpose Ken Betwa National River Linking Project in Khajuraho, Madhya Pradesh, on the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the country's first Omkareshwar floating solar project and performed Bhumi Pujan of 1,153 Atal Gram Sushasan Bhavans.
आज ऐतिहासिक केन बेतवा लिंक परियोजना का दौधन बांध का शिलान्यास हुआ है। इस बांध का पानी करीब 11 लाख हेक्टर भूमि तक पहुंचेगा। ओमकारेश्वर फ्लोटिंग सोलर प्लांट उसका भी लोकार्पण हुआ है और ये मध्य प्रदेश का पहला फ्लोटिंग प्लांट है।
Ken Betwa National River Linking Project will provide irrigation facilities in more than 8 lakh hectares of area. More than 7 lakh farmer families of 2,000 villages in 10 districts of Madhya Pradesh will also be benefited. The project will also provide drinking water facility to 44 lakh people of 10 districts of Madhya Pradesh. This project will generate 103 megawatts of hydropower and 27 megawatts of solar power. It will also provide irrigation facilities in more than 2.51 lakh hectares and drinking water facility to 21 lakh population of Uttar Pradesh. The Prime Minister said the project will improve the condition of groundwater level in drought-prone Bundelkhand region, promote industrialization, increase investment and tourism, and provide employment opportunities. On the occasion, Mr. Modi also released a stamp and a coin in memory of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Sharing memories of former Prime Minister Vajpayee, Mr. Modi said, Atalji has always been a source of inspiration for good governance and good service.
Atalji ki jayanti ka ye parva, su shasan ki, su seva ki, hamari prerana ka bhi parva hai. Desh ke vikas mein, Atalji ka yogdaan, हमेशा हमारे स्मृति पटल पर अमिट रहेगा हमारे लिए सुशासन दिवस सिर्फ एक दिन का कार्यक्रम भर नहीं है गुड गवर्नेंस सुशासन भाजपा सरकारों की पहचान है
Appreciating the role of Baba Saheb Ambedkar, Prime Minister Modi said Dr. Ambedkar's vision and farsightedness have contributed significantly to strengthening India's water resources, water management and dam construction. Referring to the government's efforts to promote tourism in the country, Mr. Modi assured that the central government is constantly making efforts to increase facilities for all tourists from the country and abroad. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah today dedicated more than 10,000 newly established multi-purpose primary agricultural cooperative societies and dairy and fisheries cooperatives to the nation. Mr. Shah also distributed registration certificates, RuPay Kisan credit cards and micro ATMs to the newly formed cooperative societies at a function in New Delhi. These financial tools are designed to provide easy access to credit services in panchayats and promote financial inclusion. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said the Modi government is giving new strength to the rural economy by promoting cooperatives. He said the government will set up 2 lakh primary agricultural credit societies, PACs, much ahead of the target of 5 years. He said through these initiatives, farmers' produce will easily reach the global market.
सबसे पहला निर्णय हमने करा था कि 2 लाख पैक्स बनाए जाएंगे और आज इसका बहुत अच्छी गति से शुभारंभ हो गया है। हमने पैक्स को मल्टी डायमेंशनल कराया, उनको भंडारण के साथ जोड़ा, खाद के वितरण के साथ, गैस के डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन के साथ, फर्टिलाइजर डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन के साथ, जल वितरण के साथ जोड़ा। वहां रेलवे का भी बुकिंग हो सकता है, एयरलाइन का भी बुकिंग गाँव से ही हो सकता है।
Mr. Shah also highlighted that when infrastructure was not being prioritized in the country, former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee launched the Swarnim Chaturbhuj Marg. On the occasion of the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, a Good Governance Day function was organized at Lok Bhavan, Lucknow. On the occasion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath paid floral tribute at Vajpayee's statue and remembered his life and works. Addressing the programme, the Defence Minister said Atalji gave good governance to India, which took the country to new heights.
अटल बिहारी वाजपेयी जी के जन्म दिवस को सुशासन दिवस के रूप में सारे देश में मनाया जा रहा है। सुशासन का अर्थ यह होता है कि हर व्यक्ति के अंदर एक अनुकूल संवेदना हो, माने अपने को भयमुक्त महसूस करे, उसके जीवन की न्यूनतम आवश्यकताएं पूरी हो सके और जो कुछ भी करना चाहता है उसे करने का उसे अवसर प्राप्त हो, यही ना सुशासन है।
Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath emphasized that a sense of security is crucial for effective governance, and to achieve good governance, it requires active public participation. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh today launched the Vikasit Panchayat Karma Yogi initiative on Good Governance Day to strengthen grassroots governance. The initiative aims to enhance the capacity and competence of Panchayati Raj institutions by equipping elected representatives and officials with the tools and knowledge required for effective governance. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Singh emphasized that governance reforms must begin at the grassroots to bring about long-lasting and meaningful change. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You are with us on the news at 9. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for exceptional achievements in 7 categories in New Delhi tomorrow. The children hail from 14 states and UTs. The government confers Bal Puraskar to children for achievements in art and culture, bravery, innovation, science and technology, social service, sports and environment. Each awardee will receive a medal, certificate and citation booklet. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Veer Bal Divas, a nationwide celebration honouring children as the foundation of India's future, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. In 2022, Mr. Modi had announced that the 26th of December will be marked as Veer Bal Divas to pay tribute to the courage of the Sahibzades, the sons of Guru Gobind Singh, and their quest for justice. More from our correspondent.
On the occasion, the Prime Minister will launch the Suposhit Gram Panchayat Abhiyan. The initiative aims at improving the nutritional outcomes and well-being by strengthening implementation of nutrition-related services and by ensuring active community participation. Around 3,500 children, along with the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar awardees and dignitaries, will attend the event. Various initiatives will also run across the nation to engage young minds, promote awareness about the significance of Veer Bal Divas and foster a culture of courage and dedication to the nation. A series of online competitions, including interactive quizzes, will be organized through the My Government and My Bharat portals. Interesting activities like storytelling, creative writing, and poster making, amongst others, will be undertaken in schools, childcare institutions, and Anganwadi centers. With Dipendra Kumar, Adarsh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Uttarakhand, four people lost their lives after a state transport corporation bus fell into a deep gorge in Bhimtal in Nainital district. According to police, the bus carrying 28 people was going from Pithoragarh to Haldwani. 24 passengers were injured and they have been admitted to Sushila Tiwari Hospital in Haldwani. Relief and rescue operations have been completed at the spot. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has expressed deep grief over the accident and wished for the speedy recovery of the injured. In Kazakhstan, dozens of people were killed today after a passenger plane crashed with about 70 people on board. Authorities in Azerbaijan, where the flight originated, say there were at least 30 survivors. Azerbaijan Airlines flight J28243 caught fire as it attempted to make an emergency landing near the Kazakh city of Aktau. The plane was en route to Grozny in Russia, but it was diverted due to fog. Those on board were mostly Azerbaijani nationals, but there were also some passengers from Russia, Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan. Both Azerbaijan and Kazakhstan have launched investigations into the accident. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses with Christmas tree, an illuminated star, holy wreaths and exchange gifts. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi greeted the nation on the occasion. Christmas is being celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety across Maharashtra. We have more from our Mumbai correspondent.
In Mumbai, several buildings have been lit up with decorative lights, while houses have been adorned with decorations to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Mount Mary Church and St. Peter's Church in Bandra, St. Michael's Church in Mahim, Woodhouse Church in Colaba, St. John Baptist Church in Thane, Robinson Memorial Methodist Marathi Church in Baikala, among many others, have been decorated magnificently to mark the birth of Lord Christ. Masses and special prayers are being organized in the churches with bells and carols reverberating the praise of Lord Jesus. Decorated Christmas trees have been put outside houses, societies, shops and malls exhibiting the spirit of Christmas. In schools, Christmas carnivals were celebrated with students singing Christmas carols and wearing costumes of Santa Claus. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
In Tripura, not only people from the Christian faith, but also those from other religions are visiting churches with their loved ones to pay obeisance to Lord Jesus Christ. We have a report from our Agartala correspondent.
Christmas has been celebrated with full devotion, pomp and gaiety in Agartala and at the Christian-dominated Jampui Hills in North Tripura. Church services were held in the morning, where the devotees attended the morning services and offered prayers to Jesus Christ. Also, markets wore a vibrant look with shopping spree for buying Christmas gifts and home decorative items picked up. Most of the prime locations of the city and church areas are decorated with colorful illuminations. Two of the prominent churches in Agartala, the Mariam Nagar Church and the Don Bosco Church at Nandan Nagar, are beautifully decorated with colorful lights. People have been thronging at these churches to offer prayers. Kunal Shinde, Akashwani News, Agartala.
Reports of Christmas celebrations have also come in from abroad. Pilgrims lined up early today to walk through the Great Holy Door at the entrance of St. Peter's Basilica at Vatican City. Pope Francis kicked off the 2025 Holy Year, inaugurating a celebration of the Catholic Church that is expected to draw some 32 million pilgrims to Rome. In cricket, India will take on Australia in the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 5 a.m. IST. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple development projects, including Ken Betwa River Link Project in Khajuraho. Says Ken Betwa Link Project will open new doors of prosperity and happiness in Bundelkhand region. Union Minister Amit Shah dedicates over 10,000 newly established multipurpose primary agricultural cooperative societies in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu to confer Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar tomorrow on 17 children from 14 states and UTs for exceptional achievements. Christmas being celebrated across the globe to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.